Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton in beautiful downtown Atlanta, Georgia for Eventorac 2014. This is the event in the Southeast for the meeting people.
Yes,
of
it is.
We got all kinds. We're meeting people of all kinds.
We are meeting people. Absolutely. No, we have had so much fun this morning. We've caught up with some old friends, made some new ones, and this segment's going to be a lot of fun. We have with us from Quest Drape, Miss Shannon Stewart and Sheena Vollmer. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Well, we are delighted to have you. I want to start with Shannon. Can you just kind of give us a little bit of a feel about the core business, what you guys are out there doing for people?
Absolutely. So we are a national draping company. We have over 14 locations, and we are the main provider for audiovisual. We do draping for in order to transform spaces, to create barriers, and we just have multi-purpose uses for our draping.
How'd you get into the draping business? Is this like ever since you were a little girl? You were like, one day, will be in the draping world.
Actually, it started when I lived in Orlando, Florida, and I was actually working for a furniture company. And I didn't even know furniture existed in events or draping. And I actually met my boss at an event, and I just really loved everything that Quest stands for. And I knew it was a great company, and I wanted to be with them.
So, Sheena, how did they rope you into this business?
Oh, goodness. So I actually started in the event industry when I was about 13. I used to plan events for my church that I attended, and I attended one of those huge mega churches. And I just fell in love with events. And I started working for a magazine that was catered to brides. And that's kind of how I got started. And I actually met someone that's at our corporate office at that magazine, and she brought me over to Quest Drape and said, I want you to be a part of the team. And I've been here for 4 years now, and I love it.
So now the event industry seems like that's how it works, though. You start in one area, and then you kind of bounce around, and you find your niche that you really kind of fall in love with, and then you're all in there, and then you get to...
Absolutely.
So you guys traveling all over the place doing what you do?
For sure.
And actually, with my position, now that I'm regional, I'm over Atlanta, Chicago, and Nashville.
Uh-huh. And are you based in Atlanta, or you're based somewhere else?
No, I'm actually based in Nashville, but I'm loving being in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
So this event, though, is a little bit different for you guys, right? So what are you going to do while you're here? What are you going to try to get accomplished, and how are you going to spend your time, I guess, today and tomorrow?
Well, we're actually a main sponsor, and we have all of our draping up in pods 1 through 8, and then also the video mapping wall as well.
Yes, we do. And there's a whole lot of draping. Please make sure to go and check out all those pods, because the designers did a phenomenal job. They totally made us look good. So I will give them 100% of the credit. But it's beautiful over there, so make sure to go and check those out. And if you ever need drape for anything that you see, please give us a call. We'll be more than happy to make that look happen for you.
Now, how do you work the floor in terms of business development? Are you here to meet prospective buyers of drapes as well?
Yeah, actually, we're not exhibiting since we're sponsors. So Sheena and I will be walking the floor, meeting with the planners, and then also suppliers as well. I like to call suppliers my frienders, because they're vendors, but they become my friends.
Right.
And they actually, you know, will refer us business as well. We all work together.
You do. It's amazing how many people don't look at, one, even your competitors as potential business, because we all have to eventually rent from one another. We do. We all rent from one another. And,
right, because if you have a client that's in a market that maybe you're not there, you guys have to figure out a way to work together, right?
Exactly. You always want to look at the people that do what you do, the suppliers. You always want to look at those as people that you can count on, people that'll send you business. Because quite frankly, I would say 30% of our business comes from other suppliers. So it's always important for that.
Mm-hmm. So now how does the buying work? Like who's the person that calls you and hires you?
Our clients actually range, from audiovisual, meeting planners, brides. I mean, we have a very wide range.
But is it like sometimes a company that has a booth at a trade show will contact you directly, or do you get most of your business through the other avenues?
I would say kind of both, 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So new products, new services coming down the pike. You got some stuff to announce and that maybe you're sharing as you walk the carpet and letting all these folks know?
Yeah, this is a really exciting time for Quest. We actually just acquired a company in New York, so now we have 15 locations. And then today at Eventeract, we wanted to showcase one of our new products. It's called Modem, and it is a 3D dimensional tile. It's made out of recycled sugar cane, so it's really great. And I love the flexibility in its configuration because you can, I mean, the design options are endless with our Modem. And we actually have that showcased in Pod 2 today.
Now, this floor is kind of unique, right? The way that it's laid out in this open manner.
Absolutely. I mean, they did a really, really great job. I think that they were, their intentions were to do something different. And I think that they accomplished that. I think having the educational pods, really focusing on those and making them interactive, making them a place that you actually want to come and learn, I think that that was brilliant. And I think that it's really getting a great response from the crowd.
So some of our listeners are not actually in the event business. They are in business and they want to leverage events to cultivate relationships, catch up with clients, maybe develop new prospects, that kind of thing. What counsel, if any, do you have to offer, having been in this world for a while, if for them to get the most out of what for many of them is a pretty substantial investment by the time they pay the fee, get the booth? What are some things you might share with them that might help them, the novice, just get the most out of an event?
I always say this. I say that, first off, always have an idea. Before you contact anyone, have an idea of what you want. Because a lot of times we'll get calls from individuals that just call and say, I want drape. So have an idea.
Because great, I'll send that right over.
Exactly. So always just have an idea of what you want. Even pictures online, that's always really important.
So they send you something like, I'd like it to kind of look like this.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And then what we can always do from there is we can meet with you. And then if we know of something better that may fit better for you and your vision.
Right, because you're the experts. You know all the ins and outs of this. You know?
Absolutely. Well, I would like to think of us as experts, yes. I'm sure we have a long, long way to go before we're experts on everything. But I think that that's the main thing is just, one, have a vision, even if it's just a small, just, you know, viewfinder vision. Be able to communicate that with the professional that you're talking with.
Now, in the event world, it seems like any given client wants something new. They don't want to do the same thing, you know, and like if they're doing the same convention over and over, they don't want to do the same exact booth, right? Mm-hmm. Can you help them in that area as well to keep things fresh and maybe keep them on top of trends and a bit?
Yeah, I think one thing that's really great that plays in with our product is just the lighting. You know, if you do a general session and you're doing, you know, black velour or gray velour or white polytech, that's when your lighting provider will come in and uplight it and just changes the look.
Right,
day.
It can make a dramatic difference, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Lighting is our best friend.
Yep.
But people wouldn't necessarily know that unless you've been doing this for a while.
Exactly. Yeah. If there is anyone out there that is thinking about hosting an event and of any kind, I mean, even if it's a bar mitzvah or a party in your garage or whatever it may be, and maybe you want to do something a little fancy, because we do have clients that call and ask us to drape out their garage and turn it into a mini ballroom.
Cool.
So, and it's really cool, but it's always important if you're going to spend the money, which some people may argue with me, but I think lighting makes the biggest difference in a room. If you drape it and light it, it's going to completely 100% transform your room.
Now, are your clients mainly B2C or B2B?
Okay, explain that to me.
Like business to business, or is it like social kind of wedding?
Oh, it's everything.
It's anything?
Mm-hmm. We have social clients. We have corporate clients. We have, you know, moms and dads that call us that just want something, you know, for a simple birthday all the way up into, you know, to a couple thousand people conventions.
So. Wow. Mm-hmm.
But this strikes me as a very collaborative crowd, even though, like, you guys aren't strictly in the, say, entertainment booking business. If I call you and I'm getting some counsel on draping, after you suggested to them, well, what you really want is live radio in your booth, after you've had that conversation, no, if they say, you know, what I want is a really tall, skinny juggler and someone who can do magic, that might not be your thing, but you guys you can kind of quarterback it. You've got a guy, right, for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a
Absolutely.
Go-to person, and that's so important, because a lot of the folks calling you we really don't know what we want. Or we might think we want that, and you might say, no, what you really, you ought to think about this.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because I find with draping, we're either the first or the last. So when people know that they need draping, they're going to call us first. And
right.
even sometimes we're on the last of the list, we can still use our resources and say, oh, yeah, if you needed this DJ or this person, and, you know, refer them to the right person.
Yeah, it's. I think it's super important for you to one, keep your clients using people that are going to make your job easier. I will
right.
never. I would never send my client to someone that I know without a shadow of a doubt is going to be the best vendor I could possibly send
right.
them to, because it's a reflection of me and my taste on what I think about people. But it, I think it also is a reflection on our values and our work ethics whenever you know, recommend someone else to someone.
Absolutely.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more, is there a website?
Yeah, absolutely. www.questdrape.com.
Well, it must be incredibly fun and rewarding work. Your passion and your excitement absolutely comes through. And definitely going to be the folks that we call when we need drape or anybody, anything else for that matter, I suspect.
Wonderful.
Well, you certainly made this conversation a lot of fun. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
You.
Thanks for having us. It was a blast.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Eventeract 2014.